Of course, it's now time for our track work segment here on RSN Central. And I saw Warren Huntley today with his stopwatch at the Valley, clocking some of the superstars going around the Valley today in their morning track gallop. And he joins us now. Good morning, Warren.
Morning, Gareth.
Mate, you just take it away. What impressed you most of all, firstly, at Moonee Valley?
The horses that really caught my eye, I thought Tiako Schauch got around the track very nicely without really being tested. Nowhere near the quickest last 400 of the morning, but have to like the way he moved. Seen very elegant gallop there on Saturday morning and again this morning. She was much sharper this morning, so she worked better this morning to my eye than she did on Saturday morning. Humidor was also there for a look Saturday morning. He worked really nicely with Wall of Fire. Obviously requires a scratching to get in the Cox Plate for Humidor, but I thought both Humidor and Very Elegant worked very well, as did Castle Vecchio to the outside of his stablemate Morton's Fork. Really solid to the line the last 400 metres. So those horses heading to the Cox Plate caught my eye. Humidor obviously needs a scratching. The quickest last 400 metres of the morning was Loving Gabby and Dubious working together. They're both talented horses. I thought Dubious was really smooth in that work. Loving Gabby relaxed as she got into her work and obviously ran good time. Quickest last 400 of the metres of the morning, just a tick over 23 seconds. So really sharp work from Loving Gabby and from Dubious from the Mar and Eustace stable. I liked the work at Cliff's Edge and Ken's Dream from that stable also. They tested each other in there, galloped and worked nicely. A horse that we haven't seen race yet really caught my eye from the James Cummings stable. A two-year-old by Written Tycoon called Marnix. He worked on the outside of stablemate Jerl. They were the second last horses on the track. So there was a bit of wear and tear on the track by that stage of the morning with the narrow section out wide they were using. And for an unraced two-year-old to run just a tick over 24 seconds late in the morning and appear to have plenty up his sleeve, Craig Williams was aboard Marnix, I thought was one of the better pieces of work of the morning. I was really taken with his work. Another couple from the Mar and Eustace stable, Ficino and Bonvicini, worked very nicely together. So as you know, Gareth, you're out there, there's a lot of quality horses and a lot of them are just having maintenance gallops as much as anything else. But they were the ones that particularly caught my eye this morning.
What about at Flemington earlier on? Did you get out there?
No. But I have seen Vision.
I
just didn't have time, or maybe I'm just getting soft in my old age, Gareth. But I have seen some Vision on Flemington's YouTube channel, if anybody wants to go and have a look at that. Avilius had a gallop on the course proper and seemed to move very nicely, but I can only comment on the Vision I've seen on YouTube there because I actually didn't get to Flemington before I got to Moonee Valley this morning.
Yeah, you're a superman. There's no doubt about that, Warren Huntley. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Warren Huntley with his report at track work at Flemington today. He had the stopwatch in his hand, and Robbie Nicholson was out and about at Caulfield, as he always is, on a Tuesday morning, and he joins us now. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Lucifer's Reward's the first horse we can have a chat about. What can you tell us?
Yeah, very underrated galloper who was impressive last start and had a nice gallop this morning over 800 metres wearing blinkers. We'll go around in blinkers on the weekend. And I'd expect that he'd be very, very competitive off his gallop this morning. Came home the last 400 metres in 23 3/4, which is a good time, and really looking impressive to the eye in his final 400 on the bridle. And Brendan McCarthy was very, very pleased with the work of Lucifer's Reward, an underrated galloper who should be paying pretty good each-way odds, mate, on the weekend.
Okay, what about Hard Rock Girl? What can you tell us there?
Yes, Byron Cosmanis has got this horse, a filly two-year-old, going to go around hopefully on Saturday in the English Banner, and has had a couple of very impressive jump outs at Caulfield. Last week won quite substantially in a nice quick time and had another jump out this morning to finalise the preparation. Dan Stackhouse was aboard on Saturday. Karen McAvoy is jumping aboard the horse and is a sister to Hard Rock, who's won a couple of races at the Valley also, the younger sister. Won a jump out this morning by 5 lengths and was only cantering. So looks to be a really good proposition for the English Banner on the weekend, Gareth, and I'd expect that it'll be very hard to beat on what I saw this morning.
And Fine Dane.
Fine Dane, terrific run last start when finishing second in the Apache Cat, beaten by the Price and Kent runner, who name escapes me now, good horse, but has won quite a number recently. And I would suggest that on the work this morning, Fine Dane will be very competitive, going around in the 9:55 metre race on Saturday. Worked 800 metres this morning in 52 and quickened very nicely the last 400. Hit the line stylishly in 24 and has a pretty good record at Moonee Valley. So it's probably one that you could follow on Saturday in the 9:55 race with a little bit of confidence also, mate.
Okay, so I guess we're backing from that. Hard Rock Girl.
I suspect she'll be the pick of the three, but don't dismiss Fine Dane or Lucifer's Reward. They're both very good chances on the weekend. And just a quick one for you, Gareth.
Yes.
We had about 20-odd horses from Caulfield. Who was the pick from your eye from this morning from Caulfield Gallopers?
Well, I wasn't there.
Oh, that's not right. You got to Caulfield last week at about 4:00.
Okay, last week at 4:00 for the track work, I forget. Gee, you put me under the bus here, Robbie Nicholson. I was at Moonee Valley. I know that I asked Warren Huntley if he's in two places at once.
You can only ask the question, mate. But yep. From what I heard from Warren just then, Loving Gabby looks to be in outstanding order.
No, you said Caulfield, not Moonee Valley.
No. Moonee Valley this morning. There was 20-odd horses at Moonee Valley from Caulfield. Who was your pick there?
Oh, from the Caulfield Gallopers Brigade.
Yeah, yes.
Probably Lavin Gabby was good, and I overheard Craig Williams talk to Kieran Maher in the parade ring and said, mate, I think you nearly need to go to the Manicato on Friday night. They maybe were thinking that Group 1 race at Flemington the week after, but she worked and she was fresh enough and had enough sprint in her legs, according to Williams, to start her in the Manicato. So we'll stick with Loving Gabby.
Yeah, well, she's in the Manicato, mate, and I think she's a great each-way chance, mate.
Good on you, Robbie.
Thanks, Gareth.